A reading from the book of Leviticus, chapter 19. The Lord said to Moses, "Speak to the whole assembly of the children of Israel and tell them, 'Be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy. You shall not steal. You shall not lie or speak falsely to one another. You shall not swear falsely by my name. You shall not defraud or rob your neighbor. You shall not withhold overnight the wages of your day laborer. You shall not curse the deaf or put a stumbling block in front of the blind. You shall not act dishonestly in rendering judgment. You shall not go about spreading slander. You shall not stand by idly when your neighbor's life is at stake. You shall not bear hatred for your brother or sister in your heart. Take no revenge and cherish no grudge against your neighbor. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. I am the Lord." A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew chapter 25. Jesus said to his disciples, "When the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the angels with him, he will sit upon his glorious throne, and all the nations will be assembled before him. And he will separate them one from another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. He will place the sheep on his right and the goats on his left. Then the king will say to those on his right, 'Come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry and you gave me food. I was thirsty and you gave me drink. A stranger, and you welcomed me, naked, and you clothed me, ill, and you cared for me, in prison, and you visited me.' Then the righteous will answer him and say, 'Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? When did we see you a stranger and welcome you, or naked and clothe you? When did we see you ill or in prison and visit you?' And the king will say to them in reply, 'Amen, I say to you, whatever you did for one of these least brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me.' Then he will say to those on his left, 'Depart from me, you accursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink. A stranger, and you gave me no welcome. Naked, and you gave me no clothing. Ill and in prison, and you did not care for me.' And then they will answer and say, 'Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty, or a stranger, or naked, or ill, or in prison, and not minister to your needs?' He will answer them, 'Amen, I say to you, what you did not do for one of these least ones, you did not do for me.' and these will go off to eternal punishment, but the righteous to eternal life. The Gospel of the Lord. After reflecting on today's Lenten readings, I am hard-pressed to add more words. What is it in these readings that we who call ourselves Christians do not understand? God speaks to us quite clearly, it seems to me, through Moses and Jesus, instructing us in the way to fulfill God's desire and purpose for our earthly existence. Be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy. The distance between Moses to Jesus to 2018 attests that conversion is indeed a journey, which we are free to undertake or not. Rend your hearts, not your garments. We are called to enter the desert place of our own hearts, alone and in silence, to sit in the fire and intimacy of pure love. It is there that we receive the grace of courage to face and to exorcise the demons of our own resistance to truth. Truth which Jesus and the prophets before him declared quite plainly and clearly. The action of love does not depend on the status or worthiness of the person cared for, nor does it depend on the person's present or future ability to return or repay the care given. I met a person in need. Can I say that? When has that happened in my life? I did what was in my power to do to lighten the burden, without judgment, without calculation, without counting the reward. I did what was in my power to do. Jesus asks us, the Spirit invites us to face, I believe, that point of conversion, the place of change of heart and rending of heart, so that we might know what we do not know, and we might see what we cannot see. The question, I think, remains for each of us to ask in this time of Lent, and to open our hearts to risk receiving the answer. What is it about Jesus' teachings that we Christians do not understand?